Martha and Dolly and Elizabeth, just a few of the wives of great men with a touch of greatness themselves, in no special order, and starting with the second wife of Henry, Light Horse Harry Lee, Anne Carter Hill, the mother of their most celebrated child, Robert E. Lee, and she also distinguished herself by being the star of what may be a fairy tale. She was frequently ill, and during one of her illnesses, it was thought she had died, and then she was placed in a tomb, only to be rescued by a caretaker who heard her shouts that may have included, "Hey, I'm not dead yet." And there was Dolly. Dolly Madison, divine Dolly, the queen of the social set, the perhaps savior of George Washington's portrait when the British were approaching the White House with the goal of burning it down, which they did, and she has been credited with overseeing its restoration. Then there was Elizabeth, the favorite of mine, wife of President James Monroe. This fragile beauty is credited with saving the life of Madame Adrienne Lafayette. When Monroe was named ambassador to France, James and Elizabeth took up temporary residence there, and they found themselves smack in the middle of chaos, the French Revolution, and the so-called Reign of Terror. Many of the nobility were imprisoned, including Madame Adrienne Lafayette, wife of the Marquis, both great friends of George Washington and our republic. Madame Lafayette was condemned to the guillotine. Her mother, her aunt, her grandmother, her sister had been beheaded, so this was no idle threat. When Elizabeth learned that Madame Lafayette was imprisoned, Mrs. Monroe made a very public and dangerous journey. Amid the riots, she rode in an open carriage to the prison to visit with her. Soon after, Madame Lafayette was released, and it's generally agreed that Elizabeth Monroe's visit was life-saving. Now, to another heroine, our first lady, Martha. Forget the way she's been pictured, a bit dowdy in her unbecoming bonnet. She was tiny, she was pretty, and most importantly, she was brave and a hard act to follow. During the war, 8 hard, long winters, Martha journeyed to the army's encampments, traveling from Mount Vernon on snow-covered roads to Valley Forge or Morristown, wherever her George and his men might be. She brought food and blankets and tended the sick and the hungry and the wounded. She had a wonderful effect on the troops and the country and her husband. They loved her, and she became a symbol of the Revolution. March is National Women's Month, celebrating women of character, courage, and commitment, and I think this quartet of women fit the bill quite nicely. This is Thea Marshall.